You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1254.
When you're cold calling or you're texting or however you're generating leads, it feels like it's a mountain, right? And you're out there, maybe if you're driving for dollars and you're taking pictures and there's nothing. And then all of a sudden, 30 days down the line, you might have a few hot leads, right? But if you stick at it day after day after day after day and you do the right things day in and day out, you better watch out, okay? Because the deals are coming, the money is coming. Okay. And if you want to quit your job or you want to keep your job or you want to buy a nice house or have nice things or give to charity, it's coming.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Todd, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here, man. I'm just love coming on the show.
Listen, we have been on fire. We've been on fire about motivation and consistency. And the way that I formatted it early is getting into that perfect mix between aspiration, inspiration, and motivation. And in the middle there, finding that success. But we're also talking about consistency. We're talking about perseverance. We're talking about persistence. We're talking about how that builds into, you can be persistent. If you want to get what you want, you got to be persistent. But to keep what you have, you got to be consistent. And I know that you did an unbelievable speech in Asheville, North Carolina, kind of talking about some of the mental turbulence that we feel in this business. So I thought it'd be perfect to just come on here and just, you know, get your perspective on how to stay motivated, how to keep that consistency.
Sure. Well, you know, I'd like to start with a story because that persistence, I've never heard it put that way before, but that is just so phenomenal, Brent, because when I was at my corporate job, I was selling Viagra for a living. And I remember there was a situation in which I'd gotten a friend hired at my company and they brought him in at a $15,000 or $20,000 higher base salary than me. And so I went to my boss and I said, hey, like, what the heck? You know, like, what happened here? And he put his arm around me and he was like, hey, you know, you just don't understand how the corporate world works. Just kind of like suck it up, pay your dues, play the game. And that was that moment where it stirred something inside me, right? That was that fire. And so I'm going to close this door because you and I are about to get really, really loud here. Hold on.
Let's go. Let's go. And you see it right there. You see the momentum. Big Mo. That's what it is, the momentum. But go for it.
Yeah. So we're going to actually come back to that. I actually pushed the desk forward. But what happened was, you know, whenever you're looking for that initial push, right? Because for me, I was in my car and I was embarrassed and I was humiliated and I was just feeling sorry for myself. But at that point, more angry and disgusted, right? And that's what if you're kind of like struggling to take action, right? You need to find that moment, right? You need to find that moment because wherever you are right now, you're there because you're tolerating that, right? And there's going to be some kind of event or a feeling or a moment, right? Where you just say, you know what? I got to make a change. I've got to shift. I can't do what I've always done, or I'm going to get what I've always gotten. And so some people start there and they get that first check. What I don't tell a lot of people is when I was angry and just like on fire, I did get that first check and I was persistent. But what happened was for the next couple of years, I stayed at my job and I didn't have the money rolling in because I didn't lack the second part. And that was consistency. Consistency, right? And so many of us get started in this business because, you know, we're hungry and we're excited. And obviously, I mean, if we see Mr. TTP on YouTube, I mean, who can't help but take action?
That's right.
Right. But when all of a sudden, you know, you get that first check and you lose that fire, right? You've got to build something special, right? And that's why I have this poster behind me. If you'll see it, is called the Big Mo, right? The Big Momentum. And I got this concept from Darren Hardy and also Jeff Olson from The Slight Edge. And the part of this is you have to love the habit and routine, okay, of generating leads, talking to sellers, converting them to close, and getting them to the closing table for as large of a profit as you can handle. And where most people drop the ball is the boring part, right? It's the not sexy part where you're looking and you're like, okay, I'm making, you know, 60 or 70 calls every single day and I'm not seeing the results. and I'm not sure if this is worth it. So my favorite analogy, if you take a look at that middle part, right? That's the where it says the big, it's the red pump, right? I tell everyone when we were working in an office, I was like, you got to, you know, hit that pump. And when you hit the pump, nothing's coming out. And the funny thing is most people think that you quit. Most people quit when they don't see any water, when they're pumping and they don't see any water. But that's not the case. Most people quit when they actually see a little bit of water coming out, right? And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm pumping. And oh my gosh, this little water is coming out. And then all of a sudden, if they would just wait that extra 60 or 90 days, those floodgates are just going to come, right? And that water is going to be pouring out. And then instead of having to go like this, you just got to go whoosh, whoosh, right? And so you get over that hill, but then it just takes that simple and consistent arm motion, okay, which is going to give you a business, if you're going to translate in this, that's going to churn off a tremendous amount of cash month after month after month. And when you do that, you get to do the things that you want to do.
Well, and let me ask you, Todd, when you were at the job, was there part of you that had that aspiration to be a business owner? Or was it just, hey, if I can hit my financial goals here, I'll do it. But if I can't, I'm going to have to be an entrepreneur, right? I'm going to have to be self-employed. Yeah. I'm going to have to go out there on my own. I'm going to have to do these deals. Like, why not just ride that corporate ladder? Why not just keep going and pushing it there? What about, was there something about your aspirations that you just didn't want to do that and you wanted to do it more for yourself?
Yeah. So for me, I think this is what stirred it in, because he's like, well, he said to me, can I give you what you need? Right. And I was living in Santa Barbara in California. And well, what does that mean? Basically, are you going to be able to be satisfied with the money that you're going to get paid? He asked me that. Right. And by the way, great mentor. And by the way, great power question. Right. And Derek, by the way, my mentor at Pfizer taught me pretty much everything about sales. So Derek, thank you for the sales training. I'm sorry I quit. Okay. But, you know, going back to that, that was that moment of dissatisfaction where I said, okay, I'm living in Santa Barbara. I'm not going to be able to afford the house. I'm not going to be able to, you know, go to the beach and, you know, surf or swim every time I want. And I want to be there for my kids, even though I didn't have any yet, because my dad was an entrepreneur. I saw that. And in the summers, he was with us every single day and all the other kids were commuting to New York City. And I saw the way that my dad built businesses, right? Where he put a lot of work in the beginning and get it going. And it was funny that once he got it going, he said, listen, once you get the ball over the hill, you just got to touch it, right? Yep. Every day, touch, boom, 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 boom. And actually, my dad was a street preacher. That was his passion. So once he got the business going and over the hill, he worked, but not crazy, right? And it was like, you know, an hour or two a day, went to the office, went over the leads with everybody, right? It was a telemarketing operation, right? Let's convert those leads. What's hot? What's not? Right? And then we're going to make as much money as possible. And so he had a blast. And I watched that and I saw the power of consistency. You know, it's really funny because some people think this is not that sexy of a topic, but let me give you another example. I love to grow tomatoes, right? Love to grow tomatoes. And so I plant them every March. And, you know, I'm out there and you set it up. And that's like that persistence part, right? Where I'm there and I got the drip system and the fertilizer. And every day I'm going out there, I'm like, where's the tomatoes? You know, where's the tomatoes? Where's the tomatoes? Are they growing? And I'm going out there looking for tomatoes. And I'm like, every year I do this, by the way, but I still water them and I still do what I'm supposed to do. My wife is like, you do this to yourself every single year, right? Like they're coming. So long story short, like the beginning of June, I see a couple of tomatoes. And what do you think I'm thinking when I see a couple of tomatoes? Just like that water pump factor. Yeah. Well, at first I'm just like, I'm not sure it's worth all this work. Because like, even though I know what's going to happen, that's what I'm thinking, but I have to remember what you're saying. Right now, it's the beginning of July, right? We have a massive tomato problem at my house. I mean, there's bins of tomatoes like everywhere, right? And I brought some into the office today and some guys making gazpacho. But it's funny that every day, consistently, right? That drip system comes out and waters it automatically. We put in the fertilizer, we prune it, right? And it was a lot of work to set it up. But once you go in there and it's being watered every single day, before you know it, it's uncontrollable. And the same thing's going to happen if you're listening into this business. When you're cold calling or you're texting or however you're generating leads, it feels like it's a mountain, right? And you're out there, maybe if you're driving for dollars and you're taking pictures and there's nothing. And then all of a sudden, 30 days down the line, you might have a few hot leads, right? But if you stick at it day after day after day after day, and you do the right things day in and day out, you better watch out, okay? Because the deals are coming, the money is coming, okay? And if you want to quit your job, or you want to keep your job, or you want to buy a nice house or have nice things or give to charity, it's coming.
If you are interested in joining the most proactive group in real estate investing, it is the TTP program. Go to wholesalinginc.com/TTP. wholesalinginc.com/TTP. Scroll down, check out the hundreds of testimonials. Check out what the program's about. If it feels good in your gut, then sign up for a call. I look forward to working with you personally.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.